Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
For parents of children with additional needs, the added stress of finding a school place means that the coming months can be times of great uncertainty and worry. Now, the government has committed that they would alleviate the pressures faced by parents who are seeking a special education placement, and they've allocated additional funding of €13 million to allow for the expansion of its services. But despite this, some families say they are without a school place and they want an explanation as to why. And Brian O'Connell has been speaking with one family who is in this position. So Brian is here. Brian, tell us about Josh Hannan.
Well, Josh is aged five and is autistic. His mum, Sabrina, had hoped to send Josh to the same school as his older brother, but despite the best efforts of the school, they just can't meet Josh's needs. Unfortunately, Josh isn't able to get a place in either a special school or in a mainstream school which would have a unit. Now, Sabrina began by telling me about her efforts to get a place for her son, Josh.
The first refusal from the first school was that Josh's needs were too severe for their school. The second refusal then was the school was oversubscribed. We had been in contact with the NCSE and the CNOs about this, and they had been telling us to apply to ASD units in mainstream schools. Basically, they gave us a list of three schools, and we applied to those three, and two came back also that Josh's needs were too severe for the unit. And the third school, due to they felt lack of kind of support and involvement from the CNO and the NCSE, that they felt they couldn't go ahead with opening the unit in September of this year.
So where does this leave you?
Yeah, our son still has no school place for September, basically. Yeah. Like, I in no way blame the school, Brian. Like, as I say, my oldest boy has been in this school. He's now 16. He's a different boy since he started in that school. Like, they're at breaking point now in this school. There's no way it's the school's fault.
You've written to the minister in recent days. Have you had a response?
So Norma Foley's department sent me an email stating that I needed to contact Hildegard Nocton, because that's her department. And I have had no reply from Hildegard Nocton.
That's Sabrina, and we are going to come back to Minister Nocton's response. What does that mean, though, for Sabrina and for five-year-old Josh in terms of September?
Well, it means huge uncertainty, because in most primary schools over the coming days, children probably today and tomorrow, they'll be getting familiar with their classes for next year, meeting the new teacher. Junior infants have probably already been brought into the school at this stage just to be familiar with the surroundings. And that's especially important for children who would have additional needs. It's a big transition for Josh and for children like him, but obviously the uncertainty now isn't giving him the best start to primary school in September. So I asked Sabrina what options she has left now for this September.
Legal options. Unfortunately, it's not something that I thought I'd ever have to do, but the only way for me to get my son a place in school in September is to go down the legal road.
And that's to legally assert his right to get a place either in a special school or in mainstream school with an ASD unit within a reasonable distance from where you live.
Yes, yeah.
What do you want to hear from the minister now?
I just want someone to take accountability and, you know, the new setup, the early intervention, the NDTs, that they're not working, you know. But what are they doing to fix it?
And obviously for your son, there will be a transition process and he will require support to transition from where he is now into primary school. And I'd imagine the uncertainty around this now is not going to help.
Absolutely. Like, the preschool he's in at the moment are just amazing. You know, they would have a month ago spoken to the next stage, to the next school, and transitioned Josh. He would have been brought to the school to see his new school. Every other child in that preschool has had that opportunity apart from our son. I dread September, you know, we don't have a school place. We just don't know. We're absolutely like, we're broken as a family because our son isn't being helped.
Yeah, dreading September is a terrible place for the mother of a 5-year-old child to be. Now, separately, Brian, there are reports yesterday of this Department of Education report that highlights some of the challenges children with autism face when they are going into primary school.
Well, Ellen Coyne was reporting yesterday a study by the Inspectorate of the Department of Education. This studied 15 early intervention classes and it showed there's a real struggle to find places in mainstream primary school. Half the schools didn't have a follow-on special class available for children, so a lot of good work done in early intervention and in no follow-on place afterwards. The clear preference was for parents to have their children move on into primary school.
Okay, and opposition TDs have been raising this as well, haven't they?
Sinn Féin TD Paul Donnelly, one of those. Last week in Dáil Éireann, he raised cases in his own constituency of Dublin West. He said there are multiple children with autism who don't have a school place for September, and he's questioned what exactly is happening now. Why is there a pressure on places in some areas? I spoke to him yesterday, and this is some of what he had to say about the problem in his area of Dublin West.
At least 15, 20 children in Dublin West alone that have no school places. And that's from children starting school and junior infants, children moving from junior school to senior school, because some schools would be separate schools, so the junior school and the senior school would be separate. They have all engaged with the NCSE. They have all employed to multiple schools. So you're talking about upwards of 22 schools, some 30 schools that they've applied to and have all been rejected.
These are all children with additional needs.
Yes.
And
autistic children. This is a problem we're hearing across the state. It's not just in Dublin West. Autistic children are being denied their right to an education. And what we're talking about is appropriate school places. And that's what parents are really demanding as well. It's not just a classroom in a school. It is an appropriate place for children to get the appropriate education that they deserve. I asked Hildegard Nocton last week in relation to the NCSE, and she said that, you know, those who have engaged with the NCSE have been given school places, or that they're in the process of being given school places. Now, I sent that off to the parents that we have been engaging with. They were enraged, to be honest, because that is not their experience of the NCSE. It's not their experience of trying to access school places.
What do you think needs to happen, Paul?
We need a whole Department of Education response. We need to have the information first. So we need the NCSE to take control, take charge. We need one group, one organisation to ensure that all of the bodies who were involved in this are talking to each other well before now. You know, we're in June here. Schools are closing this week. And there are parents who don't have a school place, have not been informed that they have a school place. So this should be happening now for next year.
Yeah, and we have Josh Hannan, and we started all of this conversation about him, 5 years of age, no school place, going into primary school in September. So you did get in touch with the Department of Education. You asked some questions of them and of Minister Hildegard Nocton.
Well, I was told the NCSE have advised the Department of Education that they have 375 new special classes for the coming year. 1,300 special classes, they say, have been sanctioned over the last 4 years. The minister, I'm told, is meeting with the NCSE on a weekly basis to ensure all children are provided with a suitable school place. I did ask in particular about Josh's case, and they said that where necessary, they can consider the use of legislative provision, for example, a Section 67, which provides the NCSE to actually direct a school to admit a student with special educational needs. At local level, they say the NCSE will continue to support Josh's family, so there might be some developments there. They say additional funding has been provided, and this should ensure greater levels of support and guidance are available to parents like Sabrina into the future.
Okay, and we'll keep in touch with Sabrina, and hopefully something's going to happen, and in the very near future we'll have some news about Josh, and I know you'll be keeping in touch with them, Brian, and if we get any news about that, we'll certainly bring it to people, won't we?
Absolutely.
Over the
yeah.
coming weeks. That's Brian O'Connell reporting there. Now, coming up next, from sticking pictures onto a map to the high-tech charts of today, we're going to take a look at how the weather forecast bulletins have changed over the years.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.